carry. Okay.
I move that we postpone consideration of Part A as labeled before until the first meeting of the Senate next semester, February meeting of the Senate.
I'm sorry, Part A and?
And the appropriate other numbered items.
Oh, okay, Part A and B, 7, 8, 12, 15.
7, 8, 12, and 15.
Until February.
Until February.
Until the Senate meeting in February, okay? Second? Do we have a second? Yes, okay. Okay, open for debate.
I call the question.
Okay. All in favor of postponing, I'm sorry, excuse me, all in favor of calling the question? Okay. Opposed? Abstain? Okay. 60-01. Okay. So now we're going to vote on the motion to postpone until February Part A and Part B, Sections 7, 8, 12, and 15. Yes? Okay, we need to. The Board of Trustees has been known to dismiss votes when there is such a problem. So we're going to raise our hands again with our clickers. All in favor of calling the question? Opposed? Abstentions? Okay, 49-01. Okay, the question is called. Now, the motion to postpone Part A, Part B, 7, 8, 12, and 15 until the February meeting. All in favor, raise your clickers. Okay, 45. Opposed? Abstention? Four abstentions. Okay, the motion carries. The Part A, Part B, 7, 8, 12, and 15 have been postponed until February. Okay. Did you have something added to the agenda that you also?
Halfway portion
wasn't carried.
You may withdraw.
Okay. Graduate Curriculum Committee.
Make a motion that the Graduate Curriculum Committee minutes dated November 7, 2012, the yellow sheet, be adopted.
Okay.
Move unanimous consent.
Objection? Discussion? Okay.
Okay. as amended. You have in front of you a proposal for a BA MA in Urban Studies, Urban Affairs. This was passed by the GCC about a week after its meeting, and then it got to the executive committee just a little too late. So we are asking that you adopt this for this meeting.
Any objection? Discussion?
Move unanimous consent.
Wait.
Oh, of course you can ask anything.
I'm sorry I hadn't seen this, but I'm wondering how the courses were.
Could you
develop a list of courses here that are going to be offered? And are there other ways to get other courses?
Is there a representative from Urban Studies here?
No.
Okay, well, this was recommended by the Urban Studies Department and then approved by the GCC.
I'm concerned that others of us in other departments in sociology and elsewhere offer urban-related courses, and I think that they would be appropriate for such a program.
Just a very simple thing to go do would be to submit a program change, which they simply can very easily do, and we would then run it through the GCC.
Can I just add that was Alex Reichel and Rich Bodner speaking? Because we listened to this afterwards. Any other objections, discussions? Okay, hearing no objections, it's adopted.
Okay, there is a second proposal of the Master of Arts in Music. If I could, I will just give you a little bit of a background. Last year, what this body did, and then it was passed by the Board of Trustees, is a total updating of the music program, especially the MMA in performance of jazz and in classical. What that then left was a subgroup of other people who do musicology, etc. And what this third program, which has just been approved by the GCC, will allow these remaining students to get an MM in music. So I'm asking that the Senate approve this.
Any debate?
Move unanimous consent.
Any objections? Done.
Thank you.
Undergraduate Scholastic Standards Committee. Nominating Committee report, December 6th. The chair of the nominating committee could not be here today, and so Dave will be presenting the slate.
You have the list of nominees from the nominating committee in your packet. It covers the undergraduate curriculum committee and a number of other committees, as you can see on the list, the technology and library and governance. I move approval of the slate from the nominating committee and seek unanimous consent. Any objection?
Okay, done. Undergraduate Scholastic Standards Committee. Is there no one here representing the Undergraduate Scholastic Standards Committee? Okay, we'll be skipping that. Oh, wait a minute. There is somebody. Okay. Undergraduate Scholastic Standards Committee, nomination and election of executive officer.
I'm Joyce Tang, Senator, ex-official on the USSC. I would like to nominate Charles Lloyd to be the Executive Director of the Undergraduate Scholastic Standards Committee on behalf of the committee.
Okay. Any objection? Okay, thank you. Committee on Honors and Awards, Subcommittee on Honorary Degree. Excuse me.
No, I've got it. It's okay. Oh, all right. Yes, my name is Susan Rotenberg. I'm chair of the Subcommittee for Honorary Degrees. It's a subcommittee of honors and awards. And this year, we are nominating Professor Amartya Sen to receive an honorary doctorate from Queens College. Professor Sen, who presently holds professorships in both economics and philosophy at Harvard University, received the Nobel Prize in Economics in 1998. As a native of India and one of India's most distinguished public intellectuals, his appearance on campus would also mark a fitting conclusion to the college's Year of India.
Yeah.
So I'm submitting his name for your consideration.
Okay. All in favor of, would you care to move?
Yes, his name is Professor Amartya Sen, S-E-N.
Would you care to move unanimous consent? Or you want an actual vote?
Oh, unanimous consent is fine.
Okay. Anyone, any opposed? Opposition? Done.
Thank you.
Old business, there is nothing. New business. Students' pathway proposal. Students' pathway proposal, are you withdrawing it in light of what happened? You wish to beat a dead horse?
The horse has been dead for months.
I mean, it isn't as ineffective. It just only, if anything, it'll support the postponement. I have discussed this with the student leaders extensively, and after the last time when the faculty proposed their moratorium, we tried to come up with a reasonable compromise to this issue because the majority of us are opposed to this. We've looked at both sides of the coin. We realize that this is something that's coming too fast. It's a freight train that's out of control. The brakes are broken. We need to slow it down, get more time, because it's just the time frame is just too aggressive. So as per the proposal, we, the students of Queens College, hereby propose that the act of putting the CUNY Pathways implementation and its courses into effect as the accepted general education plan that all incoming students would matriculate under be suspended for a period of one academic year, effective January 28, 2013, which would be the beginning of the spring semester. Essentially, what this is doing is, physically, it does nothing. What it does is it puts us on the record as saying that we requested more time so that when everything goes up in flames, the blood is not on our hands. We did our part by asking for more time, and it's a responsible action, I think.
Okay. Further debate?
Alex Reichel, Political Science. I was just wondering, because there are no whereases in various ways to frame the motion, if anybody could spell out for us what it is the students are most object to most about pathways.
Philosophical differences aside, is the time frame. It's too short, too condensed, and we feel that the courses that are being submitted are either not given enough time to be properly developed or that they're just being shoved along to meet the deadlines. We think then, many faculty members have expressed their concern in that if this is gonna happen, which everybody says is going to happen no matter what we do, let's make it a curriculum that's worthwhile. SEBI Perspectives took 7 years to make. What have we been given, a year and a half, 2 years? It's not enough time. We're disassembling the Empire State Building here, and you can't do it all in one shot. You have to do it brick by brick. It's a monster we're dealing with. We need more time.
Ron?
It's interesting, the concept of guilt. And this was presented by several students, several administrators, including one last week. Guilt. Should we feel guilt if we don't pass pathways, if we don't approve of pathways? I think we all can agree that pathways, if approved, will lower standards throughout the City University. It will make this a less good place to go to school. Okay, the question I have is about flexibility. Should we have flexibility? Okay, we're pushing it off in the future. That's a good thing, because I'm for delaying this for as long as possible. The consideration of pathways, that is. But the flexibility question is what really irks me. Up until now, there have been many, many protests from many, many parts of the City University and outside the City University against pathways. And yet, what has the central administration done in response? Answer, close to nothing. Why have they not shown flexibility? Why are we supposed to show all this flexibility and pass it along because God knows what's going to happen next year when those students come to Queens College? My God, there won't be any courses for them. That's totally absurd. The lifeblood of this university are students. If students don't take classes, well, the central administration, they will also suffer and they'll look like a laughing stock, which they do already, by the way. At any rate, I'm calling for flexibility on the part of the central administration. Let them bend somewhat. Let them tell us what their rationale is for this Pathways program. I haven't heard of any. What is the rationale for having a different number, a same number of credits as ours in science courses, in English courses? What is it? I haven't heard an answer yet. People have been asking for a long time. Let them show some flexibility. And we should not feel guilt in delaying this thing as long as possible and fighting this thing as hard as possible. Because if we do, and others are, by the way, at College of Staten Island, at Baruch on the part of the students, at BMCC, at Queensborough Community College, and other colleges, there's a fight going on in many, many places. So we should continue the fight. And if we do continue the fight, we will win.
Further debate?
Kanvir Singh, Student Senate. I guess to answer Professor Reichel's question on the biggest objective on students, I feel that the biggest objective is, I guess in the whole situation, is a lack of compromise. I feel that, you know, with this proposal, I feel the proposal indicates that we approve the courses to submit today, but delay the process further along so we have a bigger time frame. And the idea behind that is, yes, we have enough courses for next fall, but do we have enough variety of courses to offer for the freshmen? So I think the biggest objective for the students is just the lack of compromise that we have in the whole issue. So that was the reasoning why we had this proposal. So we're trying to make some type of compromise with what the situation has, what we have.
I'm confused. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry, I thought you were through. Debate.
Hi, good afternoon, everybody. My name is Alejandra Villanueva, Senator at Large. I just wanted to, point out to the Senate, as a student, as a Senator at Large representative, not all students are in favor of this specific proposal. As we have just debated that we're going to postpone it until February, I do believe that that is at least sufficient time to start thinking about it. If we need to postpone it further after that, we could discuss it at our next meeting, but as of now, postponing it, in my view and a couple other senators' views from the students' perspective, postponing it for a whole year at this point in time would really be counterproductive if we've already postponed it until our next meeting. Thank you.
Hi, Stan Gelfand from Linguistics and Communication Disorders. I have a friendly criticism of the proposal. The proposal as it's currently written seems to me to say not what the intent of the students is. The intent of the students that I agree with is that what is currently planned should be postponed so that a better plan can come into effect. What this says in terms of its actual wording is that this plan as it exists will be coming into effect after a year. So I would suggest if other people are reading it the way I am, that perhaps a small wording change could be put in here to be sure that appearance that approval is being given to the current, but rather that disapproval is being given to the current version, which should, and that's what we want postponed until it's been modified. I think that's what you mean. Just a friendly recommendation.
Just to clarify, what we mean by putting the CUNY Pathways implementation and suspending it. It's a holistic approach. It's not just our implementation. It's our implementation plus the mandate from CUNY Central as to the structure of it. There, as Karen Veer had said, there's been no compromise. It's been, you do this or you're going to go to your room. So as other senators have pointed out, if we don't pass the classes, the president's just going to do it. So why put the blood on our hands? If it's something that we believe is horrible atrocity, why are we going to put our names on it? Pass it. We want to slow things down, take a breather, and talk about this. Make sure it's something that we're okay with, and work out any of the wrenches in the gears, which day by day, more and more get stuck in those gears. Because it's going too fast, and pretty soon the axle's going to break, and we're going to fall off the rails. We need to slow down and figure this thing out.
Alan?
I'm Alan Ludman, College at Large. I think it's obvious by now that I agree with the sentiment that everyone has expressed. I'm just not sure what the true implications of this are. I don't think it's within our purview to stop pathways from being implemented. That's the problem. The Board of Trustees says, thou shalt implement it. It shall be implemented. What we've just said earlier is, well, but not with these courses, thank you, let the president do it. Are you instructing the president not to implement pathways?
No. What I'm saying is that there's clearly a sentiment here that we're not happy with the implementation. Yeah, we created the plan and we did the best we could, but we're not happy about the situation at all. Why are we going to support something and work on something that we believe is horrible? Basically, essentially what this is saying is we're going to suspend the implementation process for a period of one academic year. And in that time, we're going to deconstruct it and figure out where there's anything wrong, where there can be compromise, not just between ourselves, but with 80th Street, if they'll listen. It's I mean, we see all the credit and hour change is are causing problems, and now we're getting these things saying, oh, wait, no, you could have one conference hour, but it's unpaid. But it's still there, and it's required, and these are just absolutely confusing. The downgrading of foreign language from 4 to 3 is also causing a lot of confusion, and the fact that the science departments are having incredible amount of difficulty trying to figure out how we're going to incorporate a lab and a lecture in 3 credits, 3 hours, instead of the traditional 4. And it's just not enough time to rework these things that have been traditionally seen as what we have them as now. A year and a half isn't enough to do that. We need to stop things from happening and work it out before we can confidently go ahead.
Stephen?
Yeah, I'm very happy that the students have put forward this proposal. I don't care to quibble about the wording of it. I just think we should vote for it in exactly the spirit in which it was presented. And I would hope that everyone would vote for it. So I'd like to call the question.
No, you can't call the question.
You can't debate and then call the question. Someone else would have to do that. Ken?
Yeah, I wasn't going to say anything, but Professor Ludman brings up a very good point. Aside from this very grammatically challenged motion, this one long run-on sentence, I would like to know, what is the act? What is the act? It refers to the act. Does that mean UCC should stop processing information? Does it mean we should shut down Chris Vickery's website so nobody can submit any more proposals? What is the act? That's my first question. And my second question is, who's the we? Who's the we that's going to work this out? Because Senator Bento keeps saying, we're going to do this. Who's the we? Because it's not me. We've done our job. So who's the we? What's the act? What does it mean?
Further debate?
I think for me, that's the missing piece. I see this as a negative. We don't like this. What I'd like to see is, what should we do? Where shall the discussion take place? Who shall we bring it to? Should we debate amongst ourselves? Should we invite the chancellor to come here to yell at him? I mean, do we go to the Board of Trustees? Do we censor the Board of Trustees? What do we do? Because right now this says, stop, we don't like it. I'd like to know how we fix it. And there's nothing, right now there's no mechanism. And what it says is we can't do it for a year. Because by not implementing, we're not discussing it anymore. So we're doing nothing for a year. I don't think we can sit here for a year and wait. I would like to see an action plan that I can happily support.
Alex Reichel, Political Science. I agree with Stephen. I think that we should accept this on its in terms of the spirit in which it's offered. And I would just like to point out that Pathways came down to us under the pretext that it was about doing something for the students, that it was intended to be in the interest of the students. There's no real evidence that any great effort of outreach was made to actually solicit ideas from students. It's never clear that students were significantly engaged in coming up with this plan. And I think for all the times, I mean, many of us that have been opposed to Pathways, we've been here before, we've discussed a lot of the issues, we've talked about a lot of the merits and concerns, but I think it's fundamentally important that this is coming from the students. If you're going to present something on behalf of the students, I think you establish a high burden to show that what you're doing on behalf of students is something that students want you to be doing for them. And history, I think, is full of examples of policy disasters that have happened when people in power decide that they know what's the best for other people and they're going to implement things on other people's behalf because they know what's best. And I think it would be a really, really great message for us to send that we are listening to the students, that we're standing with the students, and that we're really voting for the students to have a voice in a process that in the end is really affects them more than anybody else. We can teach what we have to teach. They're the ones whose educations are at stake. And I think if the students are telling us that they have concerns, it would be shameful for us to go ahead with this and ignore those kinds of concerns. The idea that we take a little extra time, do we work this out? How do we work it out? Well, how have we made our way so far? We'll find a way to work it out. But the idea that we need more time and that students should be heard in the process, it would be a great message to go around CUNY that we stood with our students and listened to our students.
Further debate.
I'm a little concerned for a couple of reasons. I have a slightly different point of view. I think it has to do with the integrity of the Senate. We voted to implement something with a date on it. We have already decided to put off part of what we're doing, which has to do with specific courses, for February. We cannot control the implementation. We here cannot control it. The university controls it. Therefore, I think that if we want to still have an effect, if the students want to have an effect, you're beating us over the head with something that has already happened here in the Senate. Why aren't the students getting together, or students and faculty, and creating a resolution and a motion to censure the Board of Trustees and to go to the heart of things instead of beating us up among ourselves?
Further debate.
Was that a substitute motion?
I didn't hear a motion.
Funny to be on the other end of things. So I'd like to propose a substitute motion to censure the Board of Trustees.
Okay, is there a second for a substitute motion to censure the Board of Trustees? There a second? There is a second. The way a substitute motion works is we debate each motion, and then we decide whether or not to substitute. So first we open the substitute up for discussion. If there's no discussion on the substitute, we will complete discussion on the original motion. We then vote on whether or not to substitute. Is the debate on the motion to censure the Board of Trustees?
I'd like to comment on the proposed substitute motion. The reason why we didn't come up with that as the original motion, that meeting censuring the Board of Trustees, is because we came up with this motion because in order to form any censure, we censure them right now without doing anything before then, they're going to laugh at us. What are they going to do?
Well, you can't make a motion.
We need leverage. It's a question of leverage. If we don't say that us as a Senate are requesting more time and we're going to slow things down before we get more time, censuring the Board of Trustees is just going to be, well, you're doing it anyway, so why are you saying this?
Further debate.
I don't know how this fits in with Robert's rules. I was wondering if it could be a friendly amendment as opposed to a substitution. That's not allowed. Okay.
Further discussion.
I do not wish to amend something that asks us to unimplement something we voted in March 2012 to implement. I think that is probably one of the least useful things we can do. We're saying that our body takes back what we plan, and I'm troubled by that. And I'm also troubled by what I often see, and this reminds me of the previous March, March 11, when students objected to tuition hike and never went to the legislature, never went to the Board of Trustees, took over the Senate. I think that as long as we keep it among ourselves, it's seen as a governance squabble. And when we censure Board of Trustees, we give a different message. We've already given the message that we disapprove of Pathways because we voted against the idea of Pathways last year, and we have already stopped work not approving all of the courses. So I'm troubled by something that undoes what we did.
I just want to clarify a little bit. Our intent behind this proposal is basically to indicate and showcase that, you know, students want to be heard in terms of voices. And the reasoning behind it is we want to demonstrate some type of compromise. So we knew, and we also wanted to hear the faculty's feedback behind this. So we knew the proposal might be altered. We knew we can get different opinions. But ultimately, the main idea behind it is the students wanted to hear faculty's feedback on how we felt in terms of some type of a compromise in this whole situation. So that was the main intent behind the proposal, in my opinion.
This doesn't appear to be a... I'm sorry. This does not appear to be a compromise. This appears to me more draconian than what we just voted for. So I'm troubled primarily because we already implemented something. Now we're saying let's unimplement it. There was a date on it. And students, I have to say, students including Mr. Bento were part of that process and sat in that room from the get-go. They were on the ad hoc committee. They are on the curriculum committee. They are on GIAC. They are on every single committee that has brought forth. And they were in this room. Students were in this room and voted in favor of an implementation plan. Now, you may argue the contents, which we did and we stopped, but we voted for a plan. And to unvote for a plan, I think, is damaging to the strength of this body.
Alan.
Ludman again. If there's a quorum, I intend to bring before the body a resolution, as I mentioned earlier, that the University Faculty Senate passed. What I'm hearing is anger. We're not being listened to. Something is being pushed too fast on us. We don't like it. What I don't hear is a solution. And statements of pique don't go very far. This statement has more whereases than you could possibly count, and it lists many of the weaknesses for which all of us hate Pathways. But then it says what should be done. It says that it should be re-examined. It says it should be reviewed by the chancellery, but also by the University Faculty Senate. It gives a plan by which something could be done. What I'm hearing is anger, and believe me, I share that anger. I probably have enough more in me than all of you combined at what this has done. And I'm not at all happy with our implementation plan, but it was approved democratically. It screwed the sciences. It screwed the writing. It screwed the language departments. But that's what my colleagues voted on. And so I feel that, never mind which president I voted for, but whoever is elected president is my president. I agree entirely with Bobby that we voted for this. I will point out once again, I told you so. In the early vote, I said we've got to stop it now. And the Senate said, well, we're going to reject Pathways and then move ahead. And here we are still split, arguing over things. We should have stopped this a year and a half ago. We've got it. Let's live with it. And I like the substitute motion, because it does something other than just say we're angry. It says, guys, we censure you because you are pushing this through too fast, because you are not giving the students a chance to be heard, because you are not giving the faculty a chance to produce a curriculum that is appropriate for our CUNY students. I like that motion. This one I have trouble with.
Any further debate on the substitute motion?
My question here, which is why I'm on the fence about the substitute motion, is how does it help us? Physically, what does it do? Dr. Brody, could you... You propose it. What exactly does it do? How does it help us?
It addresses our anger, and it asks the Board of Trustees... It asks the Board of Trustees to be accountable. It's not clear... My concern, again, is that your motion asks us to rescind something we already did. I would be very glad to withdraw my motion and have Alan substitute the University Faculty Senate motion, which has a direction.
May I speak to that? There's a difference. The motion I'm proposing, I hope to propose, although I think I'm debating it already, the motion I'm presenting is that we take what the University Senate has asked, a resolution, to present to the chancellor to say, change what's going on here. We are saying, yeah, guys, you got the right idea. We're supporting it. We are not saying anything at all about what we should do, other than the fact that we think this is a good idea. The reason I didn't present this as a substitute motion is because your motion says the college should do something. I think what you're suggesting the college should do is, as Dr. Brody has said, a mistake. What she is suggesting that the college do, I think, is hey guys, you made a mistake, fix it. And so this is why I like this better.
Can the pro tem assume that the motion was withdrawn and a other substitute motion was made? Can I assume that?
No, I said I would withdraw it if he wanted to substitute it. So my motion stands.
Okay, is there anyone who has not debated the substitute motion want to speak?
It's felt by students and faculty, but I don't think the student motion does anything effectively. It postpones it for a year, but it doesn't tell us what to do. And that's why, as a student senator, I do not believe in this motion. I think that I agree with Chair Brody's motion to censure the board because it's more appropriate and it gets something done. Whereas the student motion doesn't really do anything for us right now. Rather than just postpone it and put it off our plates for another year, so that when a new Senate comes in, they're going to have to deal with it. So what's the point? Can I make a motion to withdraw the student's proposal?
Only if the maker wants to withdraw it.
Point of order. If we withdraw the original motion, does that also erase the substitute motion to censure?
Only if the maker withdraws it. If you withdraw yours, then the only motion on the floor is the motion to censure.
All right, then motion to withdraw the original proposal.
Okay, we have a motion on the floor to censure the Board of Trustees. That's open for debate.
Since we're eliminating motions, I would prefer to eliminate the motion made by the chairperson and substitute the a version of the motion passed by the University Faculty Senate, the one that Professor Ludman just spoke about.
That is in order. Is there a second? Okay. It is now debatable on whether or not to substitute the University Faculty Senate proposal for the proposal that the chair has made. That's open for debate.
When you say substitute that proposal, you propose, am I correct, Ron, that we are going to submit that over our name, that not that the University Faculty Senate suggests this, but that we, the Senate of Queens College, that's what the substitute would be.
Yes.
Would be taking direct action by the Queens College Senate, at which point my motion would not be necessary.
What I understand the substitute to be is your motion exactly that says, be it resolved that the Queens College Academic Senate endorses the University Faculty Senate resolution calling for renewal of and moratorium on pathways and calls upon the Chancellor to begin the collaborative review process as requested. That I plus the rest of your motion. I understand that to be the substitute. Ron, is that what you intended?
Yes.
Oh, that's on the floor.
I think I can live with that.
It's open for debate. Okay, now since we vote on whether or not to, since there's no further debate, we vote on whether or not to substitute first. So all those in favor of wishing to substitute the motion that was just made that has the Academic Senate endorse the University Faculty Senate's motion, please raise your clickers and hold them up. Okay, 36 have voted yes. Please, are those opposed? Zero. Abstentions? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 abstentions. So the substitute motion is now the motion on the floor, and it is open for debate.
Alex Reichel, Political Science. It's unfortunate, I think, that this has been taken out of the hands of the students. I would like you to, I wonder if we could, if you could withdraw that motion and allow one of the students to make the motion.
No, it's up to Ron.
It's up to Ron.
This is Ron's motion.
It's mine, not yours. Even though it started with you. Okay. Look, I wholeheartedly approved of the student motion. I really did, and I was going to vote in favor of it. But then along came our chair with her substitute motion, and my feeling was better we should vote approval of the student motion and then consider the censure motion, but not substitute the censure motion for the student motion. But then along came Alan, and I thought, well, this would provide a useful alternative and something that would accomplish something which is really meaningful, because this resolution, it looks like a great resolution, and besides, it was approved by one of the central bodies of this university, namely the university
Ron,
faculty.
I guess that was a no.
Yeah.
Okay. Further debate on the motion from Ron on the Academic Senate endorsing the University Faculty Senate motion that is on the floor for debate.
I agree wholeheartedly with the thought that we all be unified in doing this. I frankly don't give a flying rat's tail who presents it. I think if it is a unanimous vote, and I would try to ask for unanimous consent, it would be very clear that every student in this room agreed and was strongly in support of it. I don't see this as a faculty motion. I don't see this as a student motion. I see it as a Queens College Senate motion.
Was that a request for unanimous consent?
It was indeed.
Is there any objection to unanimous consent? There is no objection to unanimous consent. The resolution is adopted. The floor is open for new business.
Hi, I'm Rich Bodner, Dean of Research and Graduate Studies. I have in front of me yet another University Senate, Student Senate resolution on CUNY faculty consider the negative impact of Hurricane Sandy on academic performance. At the end of a bunch of whereases, and I think the whereases can be just summarized by two words, Hurricane Sandy, there was resolve that the University Student Senate call upon all university faculty members to take these facts, Hurricane Sandy, into consideration and make the necessary accommodations for students who have been affected by Hurricane Sandy, making modifications to their curricular goals for this semester and creating avenues for students to make up lost work, ensuring that our students are not penalized for missing classes. Basically, I feel that this resolution that was passed has zero teeth. I am the Dean of Graduate Studies. Basically, in graduate courses, what you are given is a one-year period to finish incomplete courses. You're actually given more than a year. You can be given up 2-3 years with the approval of the Dean of Graduate Studies. For undergraduates at Queens College, they are given one semester to finish incompletes. So there were students who, in the spring of 2012, got an incomplete, or in the summer of 2012, have an incomplete. Those students might be impacted on Hurricane Sandy. Therefore, they might not be able to finish the incompletes. What would basically happen here is that by the end of December, all of those grades will be changed from an incomplete to an FIN. Now, there were students this semester in classes in the fall of 2012 who were negatively impacted by Hurricane Sandy. And one of the reasons why they might be impacted is that they are going to ask for incompletes for this semester. Probably not planning to do so, but having to do so. They were also trying to register for the spring of 2013. So now they would have the responsibility of finishing fall 2012 courses and spring 2013 courses by the end of May. My proposal is, basically, I feel that Queens can finish this semester with both integrity and flexibility. I basically move that the school should automatically extend the amount of time to fulfill an incomplete for undergraduates from one semester to 1 year for the people who were in the spring of 2012, summer of 2012, and fall of 2012. What will basically happen if we pass such a motion like this, the USSC will not be inundated with 9,000 requests saying, hey, I couldn't finish because of Hurricane Sandy. We are basically doing this a priori, and we're doing something with, I think, flexibility, integrity, and not losing one iota of academic strength. That's my motion.
Hi. I hate to say this. It's very late. I need to see if we still have a quorum. Don't go away, because there are other solutions. Could you, if you still have a, if you have a clicker, would you raise your hand? Okay. Okay. So.
I stopped at 31.
As long as we have a quorum, we're fine. Okay, good. We just needed to do a quorum check because so many people left.
So there is a quorum. I'm requesting that the Senate extend the incomplete period from one semester to 1 year for the spring 2012 semester, the summer 2012 semester, and the fall 2012 semester.
Discussion. Second? Okay. Debater?
Yes, Megan Healy, Drama. So, Rich, would this only be for this academic year? It would not be a policy that's forever?
Oh, no, I just made those 3 semesters.
So it would be very specific to these 3 semesters?
I mean, you can do whatever you want, but beyond that, but at least for that period of time, we had the greatest impact of Hurricane Sandy.
No, I guess I would say that I really support the compassion of the motion, but my only concern is that in the 8 years of teaching, over the years I've had several students who had incompletes for different reasons, medical reasons, emergencies. The problem that, I'm only speaking for myself, but I feel that it has to be said, that the problem I have found with undergraduate students is that the further along in time they are from the time that they actually took the class and received the material from when they're working on work that's incomplete, the less likely they are to complete it. My personal feeling has been when students have waited, like even until the, so now we have this one semester. If a student doesn't finish the course in spring and they take all the way up until December in the fall, they're much more likely to actually end up not completing the work. And part of that is that the class becomes very distant in time and their present concerns take over. They're also more distant from the lecture and the learning that happened that the material they're working on is supported by. So I guess my concern is that I think there's one perspective, which is, yes, if your house burned down, and that is something that happened to one of my students, that might take you more than a semester to recover from. But on the other hand, I have a concern as an instructor that I don't find that more time necessarily ensures the timely and meaningful completion of the work when a student has to receive an incomplete.
Oh, as the USS representative of Queens College, I felt that when I voted in favor of this motion at our last meeting, that it was to make sure that students who need to finish work and were impacted by the hurricane were given the right chance. And I think that bringing up this issue with the incomplete was not something we thought of at the time, but I think it's an appropriate thing. And to speak to what you just said, I think that if a student wants to finish the incomplete and they do, then they do, but if they, for whatever reason, they don't, then it's not finished and it's up to the student.
Yes, again, and just to answer your point, again, I just want to make sure with the 1 year. So the people who were, let's say, got an incomplete in May of 2012 and are supposed to finish it in by the end of December 2012, 2 weeks from now, they are now just going to be given, they're going to be given just until May of 2013. The summer folks would be given August to August. And then the group that's in here this semester would be given from a year after this. And that would be it. That would be it. It's just giving the breathing space, because I have real concerns about USSC policy sitting there trying to make the judgment as to what was the degree of damage. I mean, there's lots of people, yeah, that had their house burned down, but then there's whole bunches of other people that had lesser things but had the same degree of impact on them not being able to finish. I totally sympathize. Jim Steller and I teach the 250-person pleasure and pain course. We have 40 people with incompletes, and three of the people show up to take their thing, and the other 36 get FINs. You give people enough rope, they hang themselves. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about these people who are really up against it, and I think we're making a very real, compassionate, quantitative statement other than, oh, gee, we feel bad about you.
I echo everything that Senator Healey has said, but I look at the compassion, and that trumps the other considerations for me. Let me just give you one example of how this college has no compassion. I had a student come to my office. She needed me to sign off on something from the USSC that said I would allow her to withdraw from a course from the previous semester. She had to go to five of the chairmen, one for each of the departments in which she had the course. Why was she withdrawing? Because she was called to active duty in the National Guard. And for the college not to have an automatic policy in place that says, hey there, not only are you withdrawn, but here's your money back, I think is a crime. I think this is a similar case. I think the trauma that the people have suffered from that hurricane is hard for someone like me to understand. I, who live across the street from the college and had no damage, never lost electricity, some people have lost everything. I think for them to have to petition the USSC separately for this is a travesty. We should not ask them to do that.
Call the question.
Okay, vote on calling the question. All in favor of calling the question, raise your clickers. Opposed? Abstention?
What?
Okay. Any objection? There's a call for unanimous consent. Any objection? Done. Because of the exigencies of the circumstances,
you're good guys.
Because of the exigencies of the circumstances, I'm going to post that to the Senate listserv.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Thank you all. Have a wonderful holiday.